基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
好，我们祷告到这里，把下面的时间交给圣中弟兄。
所以我们借着这首诗歌啊，我们真的就是唱出主耶稣的美丽。
So with this song, we just sang about how fair Jesus is.
那真的主在我们的身上，如果我们更多认识他，那我们就能够更多信靠他。
So if we know him more, then we could be relied on him some more.
如果我们对他经历够多的时候，我们对他的信靠也就无疑。
It is when we experience him more, then we become more faithful.
那这几天呢，我们在各个小组都有感恩的聚会。
So in the past couple of days, all the small groups have a Thanksgiving meeting.
啊，我们整个教会，我相信我们也是向主来感谢。
And I believe that the whole church, we thank God together.
啊，记得我们年初的时候，我们也有一个祷告。
And I remember in the beginning of the year, we had the same prayer.
所以希望我们在主日的崇拜，我们会有100个人以上，就是很平稳的，我们在这里聚会敬拜主。
And at that time, we hoped that we would have more than 100 people meeting every Sunday to worship the Lord.
然后我们就为了这个样的目标，我们在那里祷告。
So for that goal, we prayed.
那今年呢，只有两次的聚会，我们感谢主超过100人。
And this whole year, we had 2 meetings that we had more than 100 people gathered.
那可是这两次的聚会呢，都非常的特别。
And these 2 meetings were in this special.
那因为这两次的聚会呢，都是我们中间有人受浸归入主的名下。
Because for those 2 meetings, we had people who were baptized.
所以呢，我们参加聚会的人数就超过100人以上。
So that's why with the people that attended the baptismal ceremony, we had more than 100 people.
那我们感谢主。
So for that, we thanks to the Lord.
因为在我们的心里面，我们还希望我们的家人亲友得救。
Because from that, we know that we still want all family members to be baptized.
那也希望他们加入我们的欢乐。
We want them to join us in our joy.
所以这两次的聚会有许多的朋友在我们的中间。
So that's why these 2 meetings, we had a lot of friends that are among us.
那在年初祷告的时候，我们也希望我们的祷告聚会有稳定的聚会人数。
And in the beginning of the year, we pray that we will have a stable group of people that attend the prayer group meeting.
那能够超过20人以上。
And we want our prayer group meeting to have more than 20 attendees.
那我们算了一下，大概也只有2-3次超过20个人以上。
And we counted and counted, and I think we have maybe 2 or 3 times that we had more than 20.
可是我们的心还是感谢主。
But still, we thanked to the Lord.
因为神家里面还有人在那里为整个神家的事物在那里祷告。
Because in God's house, there is this faithful servant that prayed.
我们还有很大的成长空间，弟兄姊妹加入祷告的聚会。
And I know that there is a lot of room for improvement, so I asked that brothers and sisters to join us.
我发现所有的聚会呢，时间都会拖长。
And I realized that all prayer group meetings, it extends the time.
可是我们祷告聚会非常准时的开始，非常准时的结束。
For all other meetings, it always lasts longer. But for a prayer group meeting, we always stop on time.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，你来聚会呢，绝对不会拖长你的时间。
So brothers and sisters, if you come join us Wednesday night, you won't go home late.
那我也相信你回家的时候，主耶稣祝福呢与你同在。
And I also believe that when you leave the prayer group meeting, you will feel blessed.
因为你在这里为弟兄姊妹一同守望。
Because you came and you were a watchman of your brothers and sisters.
那我们年初的时候也推动弟兄姊妹一年读圣经一遍。
And then in the beginning of the year, we also asked brothers and sisters to read the Bible together once.
那今天呢是12月1号。
And today is December 1st.
最后一个月。
It is now the last month.
那我们希望我们在读经的生活上我们都冲刺一下。
And I hope that brothers and sisters, you will take the last charge in your Bible study.
那我们能够把这本圣经呢在今年年底呢我们把它读完。
So that before the end of this year, we will finish reading the Bible one more time.
那在我们的奉献生活上面。
Now in the life of offering.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有感觉到主的祝福今年比去年更丰富。
I don't know if you guys also experience that God has given us even more this year.
我希望你不要过了12月31号才在那里数算。
I hope that you will not start counting only after the end of this year.
今天是12月1号，我希望你今天就能够数算一下。
Today is the beginning of December. I want you to start counting your blessing now.
是不是我们今年的奉献也比去年更丰富？
Now, is my offering this year more than what I did last year?
所以呢，如果我们算一算，我们算，哎，今年的奉献比去年更多。
If we count and count, and if we did indeed offer more this year,
在我的里面，我总是这样相信，主的祝福一年比一年更多。
Then I believe that you return, you will have more blessing.
因他先给了我们，所以我们愿意献上他所给我们的。
Because it is He who first gave us, now we're just returning some to Him.
所以我们在主的面前，我们一同向主来献上感谢。
So before our Lord, let's offer together.
这福音要一直传，一直传。
And let's spread this gospel.
我们一起祷告。
So let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
早晨我们在这里聚集的时候，我们仍然向你献上感谢和赞美。
This morning when we gather, we come to worship and praise.
你是我们的主，你那么的美丽。
That you are our Lord and you are the fairest.
你那么有光彩。
And you are the brightest.
在你的儿女身上，主，我们信靠你也是如此。
So that's why as children of you, we believe you.
主啊，每一天的生活里面，我们抬头仰望你的时候，你就用你的光来照我们。
And each morning when we raise up our head, you shine on us with your light.
我们向你献上感谢。
So for that we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你，早晨你要与我们同在。
So Lord, we thank you that this morning you are in the midst of us.
我们把聚会交在你的手中。
We put our meeting in your hand.
这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.那弟兄姊妹，我们在上个礼拜呢，我们曾经交通到这是谁。
So last week, our meeting was about who is this?
那我们交通到这个问题呢，所发出来的声音呢，是从一群群众所发出来的。
And when we asked this question indeed came from a crowd of people.
这一群群众呢，实际上对主耶稣并没有很深刻的认识。
And this group of people, this crowd, they did not know who Jesus was.
所以当他们问到这是谁的时候
，So that's when they ask who is this person.
所以呢，他们就说他是拿撒加利利人拿撒勒人的先知耶稣。
Then they could only say that this is prophet Jesus from Nazareth.
其实呢，他们只知道他们是。主耶稣呢是一个很微小的，或是说他是一个先知。
And the only thing that they knew about Jesus is that he was a prophet.
可是呢，他们并不认为主耶稣是能够把我们从最终拯救出来的那一位。
But then they didn't think that Jesus is the one who could save them from their sins.
他们众人呢在那里称颂主耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And these people they praised that Jesus is the son of David.
因为在那时候的历史背景下面，他们实在是欢迎一位。有一位有能力的人来成为他们的君王。
Because at that time of history, they want someone who is powerful to become their king.
所以能够带领整个以色列民族复兴起来。
To lead to the revival of the Israelites.
所以呢，我们看到我们的主并不是来做地上的君王。
But we know that our Lord did not come to this world to be a king.
他真正愿意来做是做这天国的君王。
But he wants to be the king of heaven.
所以在马太福音里面，我们看到一路上。作者马太呢，他都希望把这样的一个事实表现出来。
So that's why in the whole book of Matthew, Matthew is trying to tell us this fact.
他是君王。
That yes, Jesus is a king.
可是他却成为仆人来服侍我们。
But yet this king took on the position of a servant to serve us.
所以呢，他在地上呢，他做洁净的工作。
So that's why on this world, he took on the place to purify.
他洁净圣殿。
To purify and cleanse the temple.
他做医治的工作。
He took on the position to heal.
所以凡来到他面前生病的人都得蒙医治。
So that whoever comes to him, they got healed.
那今天我们要从马太福音第八章二十三节到二十七节来看这样的一个信息，这到底是谁？
So today we're going to pick up on Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27 to continue the topic of who is he.
我们一起来读这段的经文，在我们的周报上。有陈列出来。
Together, let's read.
耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他，海里突然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。门徒来叫醒他说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”耶稣说：“你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。众人稀奇说：“这是怎样的人呢？连风和海也听从了他。”这是怎样的人呢
？Who is what kind of man is this？
那我们在周五的马可福音的交通，那马可的他的描述呢是说：“这到底是谁
？”And then in the book of Matthew, it says, "What kind of man is this？"
这到底是谁
？What kind of man is this？
所以呢，在这里有一幅图画。
So here is a picture.
那这个突然间呢， 这个波浪涌游。
All of a sudden, the wave there arose a great storm on the sea.
可是我们看见我们的主却在船尾安行。
But we see that Jesus is in the back of the boat sleeping.
这到底是谁？就在那么大的风浪里面，他还能在那里安稳的睡着。
Now, what kind of man is this that can still fall asleep in the midst of a storm?
我们也知道这到底是谁，是船上这些跟从耶稣的门徒所发出来的问题。
And we know that this question, what kind of man is this, is asked by his disciples.
这一群人不一样。
That these people are different.
这一群人呢，被主所召来跟着他在地上三年半的时间。
These people are the ones that are called and follow Jesus for 3.5 years.
所以这一群跟从主耶稣的人，他们从心里发出这样的问题的时候。
And even when these followers were asking this question,
实在是因为主做了一件事情，颠覆了他们的思考。
It is because Jesus has done something so different than what they thought he would do.
所以在他们的心里面，他们就想到说，哎呀，我们所跟从的这位老师，他到底是谁？
So that's why even for them, they have the question for the teacher, what kind of man is this?
他们发现原来在他们的船上有这么一位奇妙的救主。
And they realize that now in their own ferry boats, they have this wonderful savior.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道在你的船上有这位救主？
Now, brothers and sisters, don't you realize that on your boat, there is also the Savior?
主耶稣是不是在你的船上与你同行？
Now, is Jesus on your boat?
在你的船上，主耶稣是在那里安息的呢？
Now, on this boat, is Jesus resting assuredly?
还是在有你碰到困难的时候，你可以把他叫醒的呢？
Or when you see any type of difficulty, you can go wake him up.
在你船上这位基督，在你船上的这位耶稣，他到底是神还是人？
This Jesus, this Christ, who is on your boat, is he a man or is he a God?
你记得呼叫他的名吗？
Do you remember the last time you call his name?
你知道他救了你吗？
Do you know that he has already saved you?
所以呢，上个礼拜我们交通到这是谁的时候，
So last week when we talk about who is this?
今天呢，我们站在我们自己的地位上，
Today, let's take on our own position.
我们就要来交通这到底是谁。
And let's talk about what kind of man is Jesus.
我们的认识跟别人的认识究竟一样不一样。
Is my knowing of Jesus the same as some other people's knowing of Jesus?
我们都已经受浸归入主名下的人。
Now, we are all people that have been baptized.
我们一路跟着主走的时候。
And when we follow Jesus,
我们对他是否有更深的认识？
Do we have a deep understanding of him?
所以在这一段的圣经的背后，
So in the background of these verses,
说到连风和海都听从了他，
It says that even the wind and the sea follow his order.
所以我们知道他是神的儿子，
So that's why we know that he is the son of God.
他是神所喜悦的，
He is the beloved son.
所以呢，既然说到他是神的儿子，
Well, when we talk about the Jesus, who is the beloved son?
所以在我们所信的这一位主的身上，他就是神。
So that's why, in a position, he is God.
他是实实际际参与了所有的创造工作。
That he is indeed the one who participated in the creating of all things.
他在那里铺张穹苍万有。
And in him, he created all things.
圣经上说到他是满有智慧的公师。
And then in the Bible, it says that he is the wisest counselor.
所以呢，他在不同的时期向人来显出他的实际。
So that's why in many, many times he has shown us, his reality.
向人显出他是主，他是神。
He has shown us who he is, that he is God.
他是万有的主宰。
That he is the ruler of all nature.
所以在希伯来书第一章第一节到第三节这里呢，我们一起来读这一段的经文。
So, together, let's read Hebrews chapter 1:1-3.
神既在古时借着众先知多方多
in many portions and in many ways, in
these last days has spoken to us his son, 晓谕我们,
whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory, and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of things, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
弟兄姊妹，这一段的经文呢，说到在末世借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
Now, in the verses, it says that in these last days, God has spoken to us through His Son.
Here it says
specifically that God is speaking to us through His Son.
又说到曾经呢, 借着他创造了诸世界。
Someone, He appointed here of all things through whom also He made the world.
那这里描述到我们的主耶稣基督, 他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And here it also describes Jesus as the radiance of His glory.
他是神, 他是神本体的真相。
And also the exact representation of God's nature.
所以当人看到主耶稣的时候, 就是看到了神。
So that's why when men see Jesus, men see God.
那这里呢, 特别说到他常用他的权能来托住万有。
And here, it also said that Jesus upholds all things by the word of His power.
他洗净人的罪就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And He has then made purification of sins and is now sitting down at the right hand on high.
所以呢, 我们知道就是说, 这么一位伟大的神, 祂愿意成为人的样式。
So that's why we hear, we see that this great God, He is willing to take on an image of man.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要知道, 神不是附于在一个人的身上。
And brothers and sisters, we know that God does not just come inside one of the men.
祂不是拣选世上一个人说, 哦, 我今天在你的身上。
He did not just pick one man and said, I will go into him.
我们所信的这一位主耶稣基督, 祂也不是因为 一个人参透万事之后变得非常的伟大。
And our God is not also started as a man who know a lot of things has now become God.
所以人来拜他, 人来尊敬他。
So that's why man has now started to worship this particular man.
我们所信的这一位, 他实实际际是一位神。
But this Jesus that we believe in, indeed He is the true God.
所以呢, 他借着圣灵就从童女怀孕。
So that's why through the Spirit, He made the Virgin pregnant.
他不带着人的罪,
so that He would not bear any man's sin.
却成为人的样式来到世上。
But yet on the other hand, He took on the image of a man.
所以在婴儿的时期, 他有婴儿的经历。
So when He was a child, He would experience things as a child.
所以在少年的时候, 他有少年的追求。
And as He is a teenager, He would have the warning of any teenagers.
就在世上活30年的时候, 渐渐长大的时候, 时候到了, 神按着他的心意, 就让他出来传道。
And after 30 years, when the time has come, He took on God's command, and He come out and preach.
所以呢, 对当时来讲, 所有的街坊邻舍, 要认他为神, 这件事情是非常的困难。
So that's why for any of his neighbors, it is hard for them to recognize that Jesus is God.
你有没有想过, 曾经是他抱着的一个小耶稣?
Can you imagine that it is only a baby you carry him some time ago?
30年之后, 却要称他为神, 称他为救主。
And after 30 years, you have to call this baby that you held God.
或是跟着他的儿子一起长大的主耶稣基督, 在30年, 在这个30年的时候, 却要称他为主, 称他为神。
Or maybe all the little kids that used to play around with Jesus when he was a kid, now has to call him their God.
怎么可能呢? 这么从小, 然后长到30岁的时候, 却要让我对他的印象有一个改变。
How could it be from a baby to now a 30-year-old man, my perspective on him has now need to be completely changed.
他怎么会是神的儿子?
How can he be the son of God?
所以我们发现到就在主耶稣出来公开传道的时候,
so here we realize that when Jesus come out and preach publicly,
那他接受施洗约翰的洗礼,
that he took on the baptism from John the Baptist,
那他从神那里领受一个召命,
and then from there he received a commission.
所以就在主耶稣受洗的时候,
so when Jesus was baptized,
所以天上就有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
There's a voice in heaven that says, this is my beloved son.
所以呢, 父神就亲自从天上发出声音来说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
So when Jesus was baptized, God spoke in heaven and said, this is my beloved son.
所以我们的父神亲自在那里做一个见证。
So there, God himself gave us a testimony.
主耶稣在地上活30年, 却是我的爱子。
That even though Jesus lived his regular life 30 years, he is my son.
我们也知道当主耶稣基督到一座山上的时候,
and we know that when Jesus got onto a high mountain,
在那里发生奇妙的变化。
And then at that mountain, there is this transgression.
那三位门徒跟主耶稣在那座山上与主同在的时候。
And then when these three disciples witnessed the transgression.
那时候大光照耀着主。
A transfiguration.
那时候大光照耀着主。
So at that time, there is a bright light that shines on Jesus.
所以就在那里呢，我们的父神又再一次的说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And it is at that time that God spoke again and said, this is my beloved son.
所以在那里呢，主耶稣领受一个使命。
So at there, Jesus now received another commission.
从那一个时候开始呢，主耶稣就一路面如坚实的走向各个他的山上。
And it is from that time on, then Jesus took on and he walked into Gotha.
他是神的儿子。
That he is the son of God.
所以呢，在属灵的这样的一个世界里面。
So in the reality of the spiritual world.
我们常常看到那些鬼魔呢，一看到他就说神的儿子。
That we see that all the demons, when they see Jesus, they will say, this is the son of God.
所以主耶稣出来的时候受试探。
So that's why when Jesus was tempted.
所以呢，这些鬼魔就说你若是你。若你是神的儿子
，And then this demon and Satan would say, if you were the son of God,
你就可以做这个，做这个，做这个。
Then you can do this, you can do that.
他们在那里挑战主耶稣一个肉身的地位。
Because at that moment they were challenging God in the position of man.
他们希望主耶稣从一个肉身的这个一个身位呢，能够跳到这个成为神子的身位。
And then they want Jesus to take on the challenge not as the son of man but as the son of God.
所以呢，用他的这样的一个神性。来让他自己能够受到保护。
And then they want him to use on his special position to protect himself.
所以呢，撒旦就在那里不断的刺激他。
So that's why Satan tempted him many times.
可是我们的主守住他自己的地位。
But our Lord, he took on and he stayed still in his own position.
他是神的儿子，却来到世上为人。
That he is the son of God, but he came to this world as a son of man.
他也把他自己交在主的手中。
And he also put himself in God's hand.
所以我们看到常常主耶稣在地上开始他传道的职事的时候。
So here we see Jesus when he started preaching.
那鬼魔呢，他们都知道他是神的儿子。
The demons want to know that he is the son of God.
所以呢，对于我们不认识神的时候，其实世界霸占我们是何等的多，何等的大。
So when we don't know who God is or who Jesus is, we are always taken by the world.
当主耶稣来到我们面前的时候
，But when Jesus come to us,
许多时候我们都是拒绝的。
And a lot of times we will refuse him.
就好像这些鬼魔常常说，你为什么来干扰我
？Just like this demon will say.What business do I have with you?
你的时候还没有到。
That your time has not yet come.
为什么要我从这些人的里面离开呢？
Why do you want me to depart from my host?
弟兄姊妹，实在是圣灵要住在我们的里面。
And brothers and sisters, I tell you that the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in us.
如果神的儿子不住在我们的里面，这些鬼魔，这些世界就不会离开。
If it is not Son of God who is in us, then the demons will not depart.
但我们知道我们的主要住在我们的心中。
And it is when we know that God wants to be in our heart.
所以这一切的事物一定要离开。
So that all things that used to be in it has to depart.
所以在属灵的世界里面，他们都认知到主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
So in the spiritual world, all the demons know who the Son of God is.
所以在自然的世界里面也是这样。
So in the natural royal world, it should
所以当主耶稣平静风和海的时候
So when Jesus calmed the waves and the wind
他们从心里面说这到底是谁
The disciple asked what kind of man is this
那稍后呢主耶稣又在海上行走
And then later on Jesus would walk on water
当他们门徒看到主耶稣在海上行走这一件事的时候
And when the disciples witnessed that Jesus walking on water
他们还没有认识主
They still wouldn't recognize Jesus.
他们以为在海上行走的这位主是鬼魔来的。
They thought that it is only a spirit walking on the water.
直到他们看清楚是主的时候
，until they could see the face.
其中有一个门徒就说：“主啊，如果是你，就叫我也能够在海上行走，走到你那里去。”
And then one disciple said, "Lord, if it is truly you, then let me also walk on the water."
所以彼得呢就在海上走了两下。
So that's why Peter can take two steps on the water.
是因为风浪太大，立刻就。往下沉。
But when he started looking at the winds and the storm, then he fell.
在这个时候，我们的主就把他救起。
And it is at that time that Jesus raised him up.
走回船上。
And walked him back onto his boat.
所以我们看到我们的主，他是超过自然的主。
So we see that our God is supernatural.
他能够在掌控自然万有。
that he is the ruler of our nature.
所以当主耶稣回到船上的时候，这些门徒再一次的发出一个声音。
So when Jesus got back onto the boat, the disciples asked another question.
他们说，这真是神的儿子。
And then they said, truly, this is the Son of God.
这真是神的儿子。
That truly, this is the Son of God.
所以呢，主耶稣在人间的时候，让我们所有的人能够慢慢慢慢的认识他。
So that's why when Jesus is on this world, he wants people to learn about him.
可能呢，我们开始只认为主耶稣是一个好人。
Maybe in the beginning, we would only recognize that he is a good man.
他是一个圣人。
That he might be a holy man.
慢慢的我们会觉得啊，可能他是一个非常伟大的人。
And then slowly, we may call him a great man.
或许我们会称他为老师。
Or maybe we could call him a teacher.
可是在更多经历的时候，我们才会俯伏我们自己，在他的面前敬拜，称他为主。
But then when we experience him some more, then we learn to humble ourselves and call him God.
可是直到有一天，我们发现我们人生里面有一个非常大的经历的时候，
And until that one day when we have that extraordinary experience,
从我们的心里面，我们会看到他真是神的儿子。
Then in the deepest of our heart, we will now proclaim him.
我不知道哪一件事情让你称我们的主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
I don't know what extraordinary things has happened to you that you now proclaim him the Son of God.
然后我相信就在那某一点上面，让我们知道他是神的儿子。
But I know that for all of us, there's one point we start recognizing him as the Son of God.
他不但是神的儿子，他还是那首先作为长子的人。
Not only he is the Son of God, but he is the eldest son.
所以今天呢，他也选召我们这一群人成为神的儿子。
And today he is calling on all of us to become also the son.
所以主耶稣他亲自说到，使人和睦的人有福了。
So Jesus said, who is a peacemaker?Will be blessed.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Because these are the people that will be called the sons of man.
主耶稣基督，他今天在地上有一个召命，有一个执事在那里。
So today God has a commission for us.
他要使人与神和好。
He wants us to reconcile with God.
所以呢，今天我们这样的一个卑微的人能够认识神。
So today as humble men, we have a chance to know God.
是借着主耶稣基督他做了奇妙的工作在我们的身上。
Through the wonderful work of Jesus.
所以今天呢，我们也做同样的执事。
So today, we have the same commission.
我们传福音使人与神和好。
We preach the gospel so that other men can reconcile with God.
所以我们可以让人也能够得到这样的救恩。
So that the other man can also be saved.
所以呢，在圣经里面有一位先知何西阿，他就说到。
So in the Bible, there is a prophet Hosea, and he said.
那他说，这些以色列的人呢，他们不再称为神的子民。
And then he said that these Israelites are no longer the people of God.
可是呢，有一日呢，在同样的地方呢，他们必会称为神的儿子。
But there is one day, this same group of people, they will now be the sons of God.
他们是永生神的儿子。
That they will now become the sons of the eternal God.
所以就说到呢，我们的神呢，他应许天。
So we talked about how God gave a promise.
那这个天呢，就应许地。
He promised the heaven, and the heaven makes the same promise to earth.
地就应许地上的五谷、新酒和油。
And then now this earth has now made the promise to the people that are on this world.
那这所有的万物呢，应许地上的这耶稣列民，就是以色列的民，神所栽种的民。
And these people who are the Israelites are like the plants that God has planted on this world.
能够很好的在地上生活。
And on this world, they will now live a good life.
曾经说他们是不被怜悯的一群。
That they used to not be loved.
可是呢，后来又再说，你们是我的民。
But later on, they are now called the people of God.
反过来呢，这些民会说，你是我的神。
And then on the other hand, these people can now claim that God is their God.
今天主耶稣在地上也做这样的事。
And today Jesus is doing the same task.
好像我们被选召都是从不认识神的光景里面出来。
Just like when we were chosen, we were from the place where we did not know God.
我们也原本不是神的民。
And in the beginning, we were not the people of God.
是今天我们在这个国度里面
But today in this kingdom,
我们是蒙慈爱蒙怜悯的子民
That through mercies and grace, we are now his people.
在今天我们心里面我们也能说你是我的神
So that's why in our heart, we could now call him our God.
所以我们的主耶稣基督是谁
So who is this Jesus?
我们的主耶稣基督他是神的爱子神所喜悦的
That Jesus is the Son of God, the beloved Son. 这到底是谁? And who is this?
他是这位能行赦罪之恩能审判人的人子。
And he is the one that can give judgment.
那我们一起来读这段的经文在但以理书第七章十三节跟十四节。
Let's read the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, together. I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heavens, one like the Son of Man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given domination, glory, and a kingdom. And all the peoples, nations, and men of all language may serve him. His dominion is everlasting dominion which will not pass away.
在这里说到我在夜间的异象中观看。
Here it says, I kept looking in the night visions.
这我呢是但以理。
And I is Daniel.
那是旧约的也是一位先知。
Who is also a prophet.
他说他在夜间中看见一位像人子的。
And he says, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the cloud of heaven, one like a son of man was coming.
驾着天云而来,被领到亘古常在者的面前。
And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him.
在这个那么伟大的一个意象里面,他发现呢,这个人得到了权柄荣耀和国度。
And in this great vision, to this person was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
这个人呢,是各方各族各国的人都能够在他的面前侍奉他。
And then for this man, nations of men of every language may serve this man.
所以但以理呢,在这里看到我主的他的权柄呢,是永远的。
And here, Daniel saw the vision of the authority of this man.
不能废去的,
something that could never be perished.
这个国呢,也是永远没有败坏的,
a kingdom that is everlasting.
所以就在那样的一个时代里面,我们的先知但以理,他已经看见了主。
And it is in the Old Testament that Prophet Daniel has already seen God.
所以他在这里呢,称我们的主是人子了。
And here, it called God a son of man.
这也是在以色列人民里面,他们知道 他们所信的神要来的基督，他是一位人子来的。
So for all the Israelites, they know that this coming king will be a son of man.
当有人自称人子的时候，
So when someone proclaimed himself the son of man,
在这些以色列的这个文化里面，他们是不是能接受？
Now then, for the Israelites, can they accept this fact?
这是一个非常大的挑战。
That this is a great challenge for these people and their culture.
因为他们知道先知所看见的异象就是他们要等候的那一位。
Because they know that this vision that Daniel saw is the one that they have been waiting.
所以当主耶稣基督他自称为人子的时候，
So that's why when Jesus called himself the Son of Man,
每一次都挑中了他们那个敏锐的那个感觉。
Every time when he called himself the Son of Man, all the Israelites will now revel.
所以那些犹太人,那些法利赛人, 他们知道当主耶稣说我人子的时候，
And when the Jews, so the Jews and also the prophecies, when Jesus called himself the Son of Man,
是指着哪一位说的？
They know who he is talking about.
所以呢,当主耶稣问他的门徒说,你们说我人子是谁的时候，
So when Jesus asked his disciples, who am I to be the Son of God?
这些门徒呢,有些人就说你是施洗约翰。
Some of the disciples who say that you are John the Baptist.
有些人就说你是以利亚。
And then maybe some will call him that you are Elijah.
有些人说他是耶利米。
Or maybe some would call him Jeremiah.
可是呢,其中有一位的门徒就说你是基督,永生神的儿子。
But there is one disciple that says, you are the Son of Man, the Eternal God.
弟兄姊妹,人子是谁呢?
And brother and sister, who is this Son of Man?
人子就是基督,就是我们所信的这位永生神的儿子。
This Son of Man is Jesus, who is the beloved Son of God.
那我们也看到,彼得呢,他非常的肯定说到,我们的主耶稣基督,他身为人子,他是基督来的。
And then here, Peter clearly proclaims that Jesus is Christ, who is the Son of the Everlasting God.
所以呢,当主耶稣在地上的生活,我们也常常听到主耶稣他自己称他自己是人子。
So when Jesus walked on this land, he called himself the Son of God.
所以呢,这一位人子他是源于在天的人。
And this Son of Man, he might seem far away.
那他是源于在天的人,就是说他是从天上来的那个人。
That he is someone who come down from heaven.
可是我们又发现他是活在地上的神。
But yet this person is also a living God on earth.
那在地上呢,有他的执事在那里。
That on earth he has his mission.
所以我们发现就是说, 当他面对大祭司的时候,
So when Jesus was facing the other prophets,
那大祭司在他的身上要找一个罪证,
When the other priests tried to find something that Jesus did wrong.
所以呢,他们可以把他控告到巡抚的面前,钉他在十字架上。
So that they could take him into jail.
所以这个大祭司他就想到一个非常好的问题。
And this great priest thought of a question to ask Jesus.
所以大祭司呢,我们也知道大祭司是服侍神的人。
And we know this great priest supposed to serve God.
所以大祭司就说,我指着神起誓。
So the priest says that we've got on heaven.
我要你告诉我,
I want you to tell me this.
你是神的儿子不是?
Are you the son of God?
所以呢,我们的主耶稣基督在这样一个非常关键的时候,
So it is in this critical time.
他就告诉他说, 你说的是。
Jesus said, what you said is true.
所以顺着大祭司的问题下来, 主耶稣就把他的身份回答他。
So if we look at the questions and the answer together, this is what Jesus said.
我是神的儿子。
That I am the Son of God.
主耶稣不但如此说,
And not only Jesus said that,
他还说, 后来呢, 你们要看见人子坐在那有全能者的右边。
Jesus also said that later on, you will see the Son of Man will be on the right hand of God.
驾着天上的云降临。
And he will come back in crowd.
弟兄姊妹,这就说到幕后呢,我们的主,
So here we see that at the ending days,
他站在人子的地位上,他还要行审判的工作,
that Jesus will come back as the Son of God and he will make judgment.
其实大祭司是明白的,
Yes, we know that the great priest at that time he understood.
今天站在他前面的这一位,好像是要,他要定他的罪,
That whoever stood before him, it seems like he was going to persecute him.
可是有一日呢,
but one day, in fact, it is this priest that will be judged.
定他的罪的人是谁呢?
Now, who will judge him?
人子在地上的生活,
when the Son of Man was on this world,
他是要来赦免我们一切的罪,
He came to this world to forgive us of our sins.
叫我们知道我们的罪可以借着这位人子耶稣得到赦免,
so that our sins can be forgiven by this Son of God.
所以我们常常看到主耶稣在地上的时候遇见人就向人说你的罪赦了。
So when Jesus met a lot of people when he was walking on this world, he will always say, your sins have been forgiven.
赦了人的罪才医治人的病。
And first he will forgive someone's sin, then he will heal.
所以呢,我们主耶稣基督每一次说到他是人子的时候,
So every time when Jesus says that he is the Son of Man,
我们会看见他常常与一件事相连在一起。
We see that there's always one thing that he will do right after.
就是讲到他要在地里三日。
Is that he would always say that that I will be in the ground for 3 days.
人子要在地里三日。
That I will be underground for 3 days.
3日之后就要复活。
And after 3 days, I will be resurrected.
每一次提到人子的时候,就说到就是人子要被人钉在十字架上。
And every time when he talked about the Son of Man, he talked about how he will be on the cross.
可是却说到这位人子终究要复活。
And that it also talked about how the Son of Man will be resurrected.
我们的主耶稣在地上没有任何的地位。
That our Jesus did not come to take any noble position.
他是有权能。
Yes, he was powerful.
可是却被人钉在十字架上。
But yet he was the one who was nailed on the cross.
他是那原本可以在高天的主。
And he was the one that was on the high heaven.
可是来到地上却没有枕首的地方。
But he came to this world without a home.
他来到地上带着怜悯而来。
He came to this world with his mercy.
使我们能够回到他的面前。
So that we can all turn and come back to him.
在这里有一件事更重要。
And here there's one more important thing.
这位人子来过了。
Is that this Son of Man has already come.
有一天他还要再来。
And one day he will come again.
所以刚刚我们读的几段经文里面都说到。
So in the last couple of verses, it talked about,
不论他是神的儿子也好, 说到他是人的儿子也好。
Doesn't matter if he is the Son of God or the Son of Man.
可是呢, 有一天他要坐在那荣耀的宝座上。
That one day he will be on this precious throne.
在那里呢, 他要把属他的人跟不属他的人分开。
And it is on this throne where he will separate his people and the people that are not his.
他要在那里审判万族万民。
And it is at that position that he will judge.
所以呢, 不断地借着他的圣经也在那里警醒我们。
So that's why in his words, there's one thing that we have to worry about.
说到在挪亚的日子如何, 他来的日子也要如何。
That in the times of Noah, how it was, it will be again. In the time of Noah, a great flood came and judged the people.
人子再来的时候,
and when the Son of Man comes again, he will give us judgment as well.
我们的心真的要警醒,
so that's why we have to be alert.
因为我们不知道我们的主是哪一天来的,
because we don't know when our Lord will come again.
可是当我们预备好的时候,
but when we are prepared,
人子就要来了。
That the Son of God will come again.
这到底是谁?
Now who is this?
他是万人的和信徒的救主。
That he is the Savior of all men.
他是信徒的救主。
And he is also the Savior of his believers.
我们来读撒母耳记下第22章。
Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 22.
那我们读从第一节读到第四节。
1 through 4.
我们一起来读。
Together.
当耶和华救大卫脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念这事说：“耶和华是我的磐石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的刀台，是我的避难所。我的救主啊，是救我脱离强暴的。” 我要得到当赞美的意思，这样我必从仇敌的手中被救出来。弟兄姊妹，这里说到呢，大卫呢，因着神救他脱离仇敌和扫罗的手。
And here David spoke when he is delivered from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
那他在这里呢，就念这首诗歌。
And here is the psalm that he read.
他说到神是他的岩石。
And he said, "The Lord is my rock."
可是呢，我特别读到就是说，他说到神是他的救主，
but he is also my savior，
是他的神，
that he is my God。
所以呢，救主呢是要做什么的呢？
So what is this savior supposed to do？
他把这首诗唱出来的时候就说到，我的救主，你是救我脱离强暴的。
And here the savior is supposed to save him from violence。
所以呢，我要求告赞美神。
So that's why I have to call upon the Lord。
这样我必从仇敌的手中被救出来。So
that I am saved from my enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道主耶稣基督他是来做我们的救主。Now,
brothers and sisters, we know that our Lord comes to be our Savior.
他今天也要伸手把我们从罪恶里面救出来。And
he wants to save us from our sins.
他也要从仇敌的手中把我们救出来。And
he wants to save us from the hand of the enemies.
他到底是谁？
And who is this?
他是我们的救主。
That he is our savior.
所以在先知以赛亚书就说到，
So in the book of Isaiah,
除了神以外没有救主，
That besides God there is no other savior.
除了神以外没有救主，
And besides God there is no other savior.
弟兄姊妹，今天谁能救我们呢？
So brothers and sisters, who can save us?
如果只是一位人， 他救不了我们。
If there is only a man, then this man can never save us.
如果他是一位神， 他可以救我们。
But if he is a God, then he can save us.
所以呢，以赛亚书就说到， 神是我们的救主。
So that's why in the book of Isaiah it says that God is our savior.
所以今天主耶稣基督， 他是我们的神。
So today Jesus is our God.
他是我们的救主。
And he is our savior.
所以呢，当主耶稣诞生的时候，
So when Jesus was born,
天使就在天上报那好信息，
All the angels were proclaiming the good news.
报一个大喜的信息在那里，
To give us this great new message.
他在那里宣告说， 今天在大卫的城里为你们生了一位救主。
And says that now in the city of David, a savior has born.
就是主耶稣。
Who is Jesus?
他带着一个记号。
And he brought with him with a mark.
身在马槽里。
That he was born in a manger.
用布包裹的。
That he was not covered.
这就是记号。
And this is the marking.
弟兄姊妹，这样的一个婴孩生下来的时候，
And brothers and sisters, it is when this child was born.
我们相信那一个晚上有许多的婴孩出生。
That I believe that there must be many child that was born in the same night.
到底哪一个婴孩有这样的记号？
But which child has this mark?
他是我们的救主。
That he is the one who is a savior.
一个婴孩怎么成为我们的救主？
And how can a child be our savior?
那里有一个记号。
Because there is this marking.
所以这一个记号特别的重要。
And this marking is special.
所以当天使在那里欢呼歌颂的时候，
So that's why when all the angels were singing and praising,
这些牧羊人，
That's the shepherds.
他们可以知道救主降生了。
They know that the Savior has been born.
今天呢，我们知道我们的主耶稣是我们的主。
And today we know that Jesus is our Lord.
他 在我们的里面。
That he is also in us.
所以救主有这样的一个职事。
So our Savior has this commission.
他消除我们的罪恶。
That he has now purified us from our sins.
所以我们都有这样的经历。
So that we can share the same experience.
常常我们来到神的面前，神就用他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Whenever we come to our Lord, he cleanses us with his blood.
这里讲到一个约。
Here, it talked about a covenant.
因为他成为我们的救主。
Because when he has become our savior,
与我们立定了一个新约,
that he has now given us a new covenant.
这个约呢，叫我们这样的罪人可以一再的来到他的面前。
And this covenant says that as sinners, we can always come to him.
一面敬畏我们的神。
On one side, we can worship.
一面我们又很爱我们的主。
And on the other side, we will love our Lord.
因为我们知道这个约不会断绝。
Because we know that this covenant is never to be broken.
所以我们就乐意来到他的面前。
So that's why we come to him with joy.
我们的救主还做什么事呢？
And what else can our Savior do?
他把死背去。
That he has now perished death.
所以呢，他把死背去呢，这件事呢，说到一个恩典来的。
And when he perished death, that is his grace.
所以今天信他的人都得到这样的恩惠。
So that's why the people that believe him will receive this grace.
我们所面对的不再是死亡。
That what we face is no longer death.
我们知道在我们里面都有这样一个永远的生命。
And we know now we all share this eternal life.
这是恩典。
And this is grace.
主耶稣在地上还做什么事呢？
What else did Jesus do?
那他叫我们能够成为神的后嗣。
He made us the descendants of God.
所以呢，主耶稣基督不但是神的儿子。
So not only is Jesus the son of God.
今天所有被神选召的人，我们都是神的儿女。
And whoever now follow his name can also be called sons of God.
叫我们知道主耶稣所经历的一切事，我们都要经历。
So whatever Jesus has experienced, we can now also experience.
所以我们有这样的确据，主耶稣复活，我们有一天也要复活。
And that's why we have this assurance that if Jesus has been resurrected, then we can do the same.
还要在那个荣耀的国度里面与我们的主一同作王。
And it is in this glorious kingdom that we can be kings with Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这到底是谁呢？
So brother and sister, let's ask yourself, who is this?
我们的经历究竟停在什么样的一个时候？
Where will my experience end?
我们是像众人呢，在那里说这是谁？
Are we like the other people just asking who is this person?
还是呢，我们已经对他有实实在在的经历，我们说这到底是谁？
Or are we already with full understanding of who he is and proclaim who this is?
他是我们的救主。
That he is our savior.
我们对他的经历越来越深刻的时候，
And when we have more and more of this experience,
就叫我们能够真的是踏踏实实的在他面前过生活。
Then we could live our life in front of him.
什么时候我们经历了主呢？
When can we experience him?
那这一幅图画呢，我看的时候我就觉得很奇妙。
And in these pictures, when I looked at it, I feel marvelous.
那主耶稣这时候呢，他不是睡在船尾。
Now here, no longer is Jesus just lying sleeping in the back of the boat.
可能你们看的不是很清楚。
Maybe you can't see clearly.
那主耶稣在这个时候，在风浪那么大的时候，他已经醒了。
Now when in the midst of this storm, Jesus is now awake.
风浪那么大，他还坐在那里。
And then when the wave is blowing so hard, he is still right there.
所以呢，他对前来求告他名的人说。
So he told the people that come to him.
你们这小信的人呢？
And said, "You men of little faith."
所以呢，主耶稣基督还坐在那里跟他的门徒来说话。
So it is in that difficult time, Jesus is still in the midst of them, speaking to them.
是我们也发现有许多的门徒，他们仍然在那里为了拯救这一艘船不沉没。
And then we see a lot of people; they're still trying to save the boat.
一面有人的力量在那里做事。
They're trying to use the strength to save the boat.
一面也有人来到神的面前寻求他的帮助。
And there's the other group of people that are now surrounding Christ, just listening to him.
可是我们的主没有改变。
But then our Lord is not changed.
他睡的时候非常的安稳。
When he's sleeping, he's in peace.
他坐起来的时候也非常的安稳。
When he sat down and when he talked to his disciples,
就是在那么大的风浪里面，他知道他是掌管万有的主。
Because even in the midst of the storm, he knows he's the ruler of all nature.
所以当他这一次向门徒显明的时候，
So at that time when he revealed his power,
我相信在门徒的里面，他们知道有主在我们的船上。
And then these disciples should understand that we have the Savior in our boat.
每一次思考这一段的经文里面，在我里面都有这样的一个回响。
So every time when I read these verses, I have this thought.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个海面上有两艘船的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if there were two boats on this ocean,
对于另外一艘船上的人来讲，
For the people that are on the other boat,
这是极大的巧合。
This would be a great coincidence.
哎呀，谢天谢地，风浪终于平息了。
And then they would pray and worship and say, thanks to the Lord that the sea is now calm.
可是对于船上有主的人来讲，
But for this boat, who is with Jesus?
我们都知道这是主做的。
They know that it is Jesus who calmed the water.
因为主与我同在，
Because Jesus was with them.
就叫这风浪平息了。
So that he calmed the ocean and the wind.
弟兄姊妹，主在我们的船上吗？
Brothers and sisters, is Jesus on your boat?
主有与我们同行吗？
Is Jesus walking with you?
如果今天主在我们的船上，
Today, if Jesus is on your boat,
任何时候让我们来向他呼唤，
Then in any times, you can yell and cry out to him.
在平安的时候，
In the peaceful time,
我们与主同安息，
You could be restful.
在困难的时候，
In difficult times,
我们该叫醒主的时候， 我们就叫醒我们的主。
When you have to cry out to the Lord, then you cried out.
亲爱的朋友， 如果你还不认识我们这位救主，
And dear friends, if you still don't know Jesus,
我也希望你今天做一个决定，
I want you to make a decision today.
让我们这一位主成为你个人的救主，
So that our Lord can be your Savior.
让主耶稣基督住在你的心里，
So that Jesus can live in you.
让他一生跟你同行，
So that he can walk with you.
我们的主他统管万有，
Because our Lord is the ruler of all nature.
风浪都要听命，
And even the wind and the sea listens to him.
他是我们的主，
And he is our Savior.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，耶稣赞美你，赞美你。如果今天在我们这样的一个聚会里面，你第一次来到我们的教会，
If today is the first time you came to our church,
你还没有接受主耶稣基督做你个人的救主，
And if you have not received Jesus as your personal Savior,
你也还没有受洗归入主的名下，
And if you have not been baptized,
今天你说我要接受这样的一位主，
And today you want to say, I want to accept this Christ,
成为我个人的救主，
To accept him as my personal Savior,
我要请你举起手来，
Then I ask you to raise your hand.
那我相信我们的神在天上，
And I believe that our God who is in heaven,
他看到你举手的时候，
When he sees you raise up your hand,
他要住在你的里面，
And he wants to come in you,
一生与你同行，
And to walk with you your whole life.
如果有这样的朋友， 我请你举手，
If you are one of them,
接受主成为你个人的救主，
To accept Christ as your personal Savior.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们一起来祷告。So
brother and sister, let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。Lord,
we thank you.
主，我们这一生因着你在我们的里面。Lord,
this whole life you are in us.
你向我们启示，你就是这位真神。That
you reveal yourself that you are the true God.
你又是真人。And
you are also a true man.
你是我们信徒的救主。That
you are a savior.
你也是那万人的救主。And
you are the savior of all men.
主，我们感谢赞美你。So
for that we thank you.
你与我们同在，我们谢谢你。That
you walk with us, we thank you.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们来唱诗歌 343首。
Psalm 343。
美哉主耶稣。
Fairest Lord Jesus。
每一次我们对主有经历，
And every time when we experience the Lord,
我们就能够对他更深的信靠。